You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, January 22nd, 2018, week 235. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
And this is Destiny Pizza. Announcement. There's not going to be any new episodes for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Long hiatus.
2 weeks?
Let's see.
I think it's three weeks. I think it might be only 2 weeks.
Let's see. Not
one. Oh, 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
And then there'll be an episode. The next episode will be on the 9th. Well, after this week. Nineteenth.
Yes. And possibly Black Panther bonus pod.
Definitely Black Panther
Most
bonus
likely.
Pod. I have to do that.
Yeah.
I'm obligated to do that now. Yeah. Yeah, I have a last minute trip. So.
Yep. It's our longest break since when you went to Singapore that one time.
Like 5 years? 3 years ago.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
4 years ago.
I thought you would know better than me. I was going to say.
I've been telling everyone years, 5 years.
Yeah, for everything. You're just like, I've been doing this for 5 years. I'm like, are you sure about that? Like, you keep saying 5 years.
It's 5 years like for this 3 podcast. Years ago. It's almost 5 years for this podcast.
Yeah. That's the date I remember.
Yeah, 420.
Why doesn't everything just happen on Hitler's birthday and then it's easy to remember anniversaries
yeah.
of dates if they all happen on Hitler's birthday?
I'm like, oh, yeah, you mean, they're like, oh, are you going to celebrate 420 by smoking weed? I'm like, no, I'm going to celebrate 420 as the birthday of my podcast.
Something happened more important years later after yeah. Hitler was born. Stop living
besides
past.
Columbine.
Yeah, not that either. I mean, go past there.
Yeah. The 5 years, that is crazy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's do this. Oh, in case you don't know, today we're going to talk about superhero and Star Wars news. Are we talking about Star Wars news?
Yes.
We are talking about Star Wars news. Tomorrow, come back. You get the leftovers. Everything that's not superhero and Star Wars news. Then Wednesday comes along, you get some Weeviewed Reviewed, a packed Weeviewed Reviewed,
mm-hmm.
a diverse Weeviewed Reviewed.
A lot of stuff, a lot of different stuff.
Yeah. Chinese movies. I'm reviewing two Chinese movies.
Two Chinese movies, a Japanese reality show.
And
an Oscar contending
movie about Sacramento. And a YouTube movie. I'm not reviewing the YouTube movie. You're reviewing the YouTube movie.
Yes, I am.
A movie on YouTube, not a movie about YouTube.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
To be fair, one of my Chinese movies, I know you can find on YouTube.
Mm.
Which I didn't.
We should just watch YouTube movies on YouTube.
Yeah, but I don't know. It said it had English subtitles. I didn't watch it on there. Mm. But yeah. And then we also do discussion on Wednesday. So this week's discussion is recasting a controversial person, a la Louis C.K. in Gravity Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come back on Thursday, get America's Sweetheart, where I choose someone to be America's Sweetheart. And then Mike tries to guess who it is. Then we guess their height and age and top box office of all time. Then we do This Week in Movies and the Now, talk about movies that are coming out that week, or that night, and Trailer Talk, where we talk about trailers, obviously. Friday, Netflix recommendations, Freestyle Friday, throughout the week you get what's new on Netflix. That's it. That's all.
That's everything.
Let's get into the superhero news, though. James Gunn, I think he was at, I forgot where he was. But he decided to do an impromptu Q&A.
Cool. And he gives you a lot of answers to stuff.
Yeah, he gives you a lot of answers.
He's like, I'm going to tell you everything.
So, the most interesting news was that Glenn Howerton, a.k.a. Dennis from It's Always Sunny, he's also in that new show AP Bio, which I hope doesn't last. I
haven't seen it.
Saw a trailer for it. I think it was a preview for it, February 1st or something. He was up for the role of Star-Lord, but might play Adam Warlock.
Ooh.
Which is interesting because Glenn Howerton was also up for the role of the raptor guy in Jurassic World.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he lost to Chris Pratt twice.
Wow, that kind of sucks. That
sounds- apparently Glenn Howerton like was one of the last people before they chose Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing that.
That's crazy, but I think he's perfect for Adam Warlock.
Yeah, that'd be really cool to see. I like when they do that.
The golden god himself.
Because they do that with... they do that a lot in movies. Where,
the person was supposed to be the main character and they come back
as... Yeah, like Loki...
Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, Tom Hiddleston auditioned for Thor.
And Kumail auditioned for Ehrlich.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. I think the... What's his name?
Felicity Jones auditioned for Rey and ended up being Jin.
Yeah. And, well, Henry Cavill auditioned for Superman, then he became Superman later when they got a new Superman.
Yeah, he auditioned Superman Forever. Superman Returns.
Returns. He was the one with...
Brendan Routh.
Yeah. And then also...
The bartender.
The Scarecrow. I forget the actor's name.
Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, he auditioned for Batman.
That's crazy.
I know. His audition is crazy because I'm like, this looks like Batman. This is so weird.
If anything, I'd believe that he auditioned for the role of the Joker. I wouldn't believe that he auditioned for the role of Batman.
Yeah.
In a world where that...
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would fit. Well, either does the Tom Hiddleston Thor.
No.
You're like, that doesn't work at all. Crazy. And I think there's another one I was thinking of. Oh, I think Sam Rockwell was in contention for Iron Man at one point.
Oh, that's crazy,
too.
I think
he was.
I guess I could kind of see that.
Yeah,
because as long as they don't make him look so short.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, Sam Rockwell's very short.
Is he very short, though?
I don't know. We'll find out. Maybe he'll be America's Sweetheart this week. Who knows?
Could be. We'll find out. But yeah, I like the Glenn Howerton. I like when it comes full circle and they're like, I did like this dude a lot.
Yeah.
So maybe we should find another role for him. So that's kind of cool if that happens.
Do you think that happened with, what's his name? Hawkeye? What's his name?
Jeremy Renner?
Yeah, do you think he auditioned for any other role? Or do you think he's like, I want to go in for this role. This role looks sick.
Yeah, I think that's all it would be. Because his... Yeah, I wasn't following the news back then, so I don't know like how close, but it just seems weird because he randomly pops up in Thor.
Yeah.
So like, he's not really part of that movie. It's like weird. It's a really weird role because everything, until like Age of Ultron, it seemed like he was getting like, he didn't like the role because he's like, okay, I'm Hawkeye, I'm here for a second. Then he's like in Avengers, he's like, I'm the bad guy for most of the movie. And then until he got his own storyline.
This reminds me of that podcast I always wanted to start, but then I found out it's impossible until you get news like this.
Like, what is the podcast?
Where it was like called like the Recast podcast.
Oh,
what was it called?
Yeah.
Where we would talk about other people who are up for that role.
Yeah.
But you can never get that information. It's not like that information is freely available. You only get it from like interviews.
Well, we literally
and stuff like
hear
that.
It. Like, we heard about Leonardo DiCaprio for Robin, right? Didn't you hear about that like just like this last year?
Mm-hmm.
But that movie came out like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, we're not even going to hear that some of that stuff until way after, which I don't know why it even comes out at all. If it's
and
that
like
long
Jake
after.
Gyllenhaal was up for the Joker or something like that.
Yeah.
Like it's those crazy ones that I want to dive into,
those
but
the
you
ones
don't
are fun, but
you don't hear about them until like the director or the actor gives an interview and someone asks them like, oh, what role do you wish you got to play that
exactly.
you were up for or something like that.
Yeah.
Or they release the, video audition tapes.
Yeah, those are always fun.
Like the Stranger Things kids.
Mm-hmm. And then we got some Avengers news. Chris Hemsworth has said that this Avengers 4 will be his last movie under contract. So
we don't know what that means.
Doesn't tell us anything if he dies. Doesn't tell us anything. It just
he said.
Well, I think they all say it, that they want to keep playing the character.
Because he said after Ragnarok, it was a good reboot for him, like, personally.
I think he'll would want to stick around if they could have him. Because, like, who knows what's going to happen in these movies, who's going to die. But it seems like Ragnarok did, like, push him in a new direction where he's like, okay, now I'm having fun playing Thor again instead of these other two Thor movies, which he didn't dig that much.
Somehow. I thought Thor the Dark World was a great movie.
Yeah. Well, there's a good movie and then there's having fun making it.
Yeah.
I'm sure doing Ragnarok is just a blast because it's a lot of improv and...
And everyone's just... It's like a party, it looks like.
Yeah, it just looks like a lot of fun.
And it looks bright. I think like working in like a brightly colored workplace would probably be much better than working in like a dark
that also helps. But a lot of green screen, too, so you probably don't see some of that brightness.
Yeah, but there's still people there.
Yeah, the people in makeup and stuff are all bright.
It's like Guardians.
It's all dark. Yeah.
The Flash news. John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein are in negotiation to direct.
They wrote Spider-Man Homecoming.
And John Francis Daly directed that bad Vacation reboot.
The one nobody likes.
So, and then it came out that Ben Affleck was offered the role to direct, and he declined it.
He wants away from your DC universe. Yeah. Take the hint, Warner Brothers. But you think these guys are going to last? You think this movie's getting made, this Flash movie?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't believe it either. You fool me once, give me one director. It's like the third or fourth. I don't even know how. I can't lose track of Flash directors. Been more Flash directors than any
movie I can think of.
Yeah, any movie I can think of. It's a lot of directors. It's great. And the stories change so many times. I think they're writing the movie too.
Yeah.
So, like, they're probably doing it from scratch, I would guess.
But I did like Spider-Man Homecoming.
Me too. I thought that was a good story. So.
Yeah.
There's some hope there, I guess. Maybe they're like, oh, we'll get two guys.
It flows like a river.
I think they're like, we'll get two guys. Well, actually, well, Phil Lord and Chris Miller were going to do it. So that's even two more. That's even more directors than I thought. Because the team of directors before also dropped out.
I think it must be harder for a team to work on a movie like this, where if one of them's just like, I don't want to do this. Someone's like, come on, man. Like, this is going to be a good project.
It's more likely one they bail out.
Yeah, because it only takes half of one to bail out instead of...
Yeah.
Shazam news. Ron Cephas Jones has been cast as the Wizard.
I think he looks very wizardly with that beard
he's got. And then, like, I saw an image of Shazam, the wizard from Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks a lot like that.
Yeah. So that seems pretty spot on casting to me.
Oh, wait, I saw some more news about someone from The Walking Dead. Is that this guy? Is he in The Walking Dead?
Walking Dead, who is it?
It was like someone got cast in something, like a major movie, but it was from The Walking Dead.
Hmm. I don't know if I saw that story.
I don't see it.
Oh, there was that one way back. I don't know if they added another one. Like Cooper Andrews. But that was like a while back.
Oh, yeah, he's...
You were thinking of.
Isn't he...
He's like King Ezekiel's. Like, right-hand man. He's the dude with the tigers, right?
Oh.
He's a really small role in Walking Dead. I don't know if that's what you saw, but that's an actor. Connecting the Walking Dead, Shazam dots, that's an actor. Was it for Shazam or for something else?
Let me see. Oh no, this is crazy. I can't find it anymore. I swear.
Maybe you dreamed it up. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I did dream it. It's going to be something obvious, like, oh, Walking Dead star. New week. I swear.
All right.
This is crazy. I'll come back to it. We'll keep talking.
Let me know. You come up with.
And then I'll come back to it.
All right. We got some Black Widow news. Scarlett Johansson's going to receive $25 million for the movie, and it's making her the highest paid actress for a single movie.
So, does she still deserve this after the abomination that was Ghost in the Shell?
Yes. I think with Mark, she's been there almost like the second longest out of anybody, I think. I mean, like, let's see how many movies you've been in. Okay, Iron Man 2, Avengers 1 and 2, Winter Soldier, then Civil War, now two more Avengers. So that's 7 movies. She's been there forever. So this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that was $25 million to them.
And now it's finally time for the main the guys to get paid a lot. I mean, I know Donnie Jr. is getting paid, and I know they all got their pay increased after Avengers, but I mean, time to get some of that money. And I think she gets incentives if the movie makes money, which I'm sure it will make money.
Mm-mm.
Can't find it.
Walking. I'm just gonna look in the news for Walking Dead.
I don't think it's there. I don't know what you saw, but
I swear it was like this person crashed as the person.
That's very specific.
Oh, I did hear though. One major news is that Wonder Woman 2 is going to be the first movie to follow the new Producers Guild of America sexual harassment guidelines.
Meaning, what are the guidelines?
I don't know. I didn't read the article that much because it was like so much.
Like, why don't they already have guidelines?
No, they have new guidelines, and that's okay. The first movie that's going to follow them.
Huh.
They had like the awards last night, and they announced it there.
I'm curious why that's the first movie.
Oh, I'll look under DCEU. Maybe they posted it. DC Cinematic.
It's probably like a fan cast.
Yeah, so Wonder Woman will be the first movie. Let me pull it up. All the rules. Oh, the new guidelines. Oh, you have to be able to identify sexual harassment, hostile work environment, common misconceptions about a hug/kiss on the cheek/casual touch is not necessarily sexual harassment. The key is whether the behavior was unwelcome or offensive.
It's going to be so weird.
There's so many rules. Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to.
Everyone's going to be wearing burkas and no one's going to be able to tell each other apart.
It'd be so weird. Yeah, because acting is like a weird thing. It's like, they're all weird people.
So yeah, like think about like drama class like, and then just artists. Multiply it by an industry.
Yeah, so.
And then Warner Brothers is going to launch a daily DC news show.
Okay. That's like going to tell it. Well, it's about other stuff, not just the.
Yeah, but okay. I think they're trying to control rumors and stuff.
All right. They're just going to spread. Aren't they the ones spreading the rumors?
Yeah. This is crazy. How did I seriously? I can't.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't see any of what.
Yeah, I can't find. Oh, yeah. Nope. Yeah, I hallucinated. Okay, it's done.
All right. Glad we figured that one.
That was crazy. I can't get over this.
Maybe it's something. How does this happen? Maybe it's something that hasn't come out yet, and you just know it.
Oh, I think it was the star furious over Carl Grimes' death.
Whoa, spoiler.
Is that though? Yeah. About time. Yeah. It's a relief. I think I might watch the show just so I can get to that point.
I mean, I'm just saying it just happened.
Oh, well, like last week?
No, I won't want the finale. But like, he's not. It's not yet. Like, he got bit. So he'll be in another episode.
God damn it. It's too much. Couldn't stand him.
Yeah.
Insufferable.
Mm, he's all right.
No. I find a lot of people on that show just like, oh my god, when are they gonna die?
That'd be interesting. That's an interesting thing for a show. Just have people you hate around, so you're like, man, can't wait till they die.
Yeah, this is my kind of zombie apocalypse.
I'm watching the show because I know people are gonna die, yeah. And I want them to die.
I'm it's like the opposite of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm like Game of Thrones. You're like, I don't want anyone to die.
TV news.
Yes, Marvel's Cloak and Dagger has a premiere date on Freeform, June 7th. It's gonna be a 2-hour premiere.
Apparently, it's really good. They had like a preview thing over.
Yeah, they had this like 3-minute clip of the show.
And then they had like an event.
Yeah, I think they had like a panel and stuff going on. But I watched the 3-minute clip that was online.
Good.
Seemed interesting so far. Hard to tell. Like, not much is happening. Yeah. It's like literally 3 minutes.
I'm like, but I mean, it's didn't like look a, like Inhumans.
It didn't look like Inhumans. It's guaranteed it's better than Inhumans.
That's all we need.
That's I won't be insufferable to watch, it doesn't seem. Now we got some Star Wars movie news. We have a synopsis for the Solo movie. It's like a little bit of information we're getting.
It's super,
super basic and doesn't really tell us anything anyway. But the synopsis they released is: board the Millennium Falcon and journey to a galaxy far, far away in Solo, a Star Wars story. An all-new adventure with the most beloved scoundrel in the galaxy. Through a series of daring escapades deep with the dark and dangerous criminal underworld, Han Solo meets his mighty future co-pilot, Chewbacca, and encounters the notorious gambler, Lando Calrissian, in a journey that will set the course of one of the Star Wars saga's most unlikely heroes.
Now, I heard some crazy rumors about this movie.
All right. What are the rumors?
I heard we're going to see Obi-Wan in this movie.
Stop.
Because what? Obi-Wan has a history with Jabba the Hutt and has a history with Chewbacca.
He does?
Like,
No, well, he doesn't have a...
Not a direct history, but
yeah,
they, like...
Yoda does.
Yeah, but they know of each other.
Movies. Okay.
But Han Solo doesn't meet Obi. Well, it'll be like a super small cameo. Like they say, potentially it might be like Han Solo going to meet Jabba the Hutt, and we'll see Obi-Wan like exiting the room.
Yeah, you can make the argument
or something like that.
A New Hope. He's met, knows of Han Solo, or
yeah,
you could. It doesn't necessarily like.
So they meet for the first time in A New Hope. Him and Han Solo, but it seems
really?
Like
is that
him and Chewbacca are more familiar with each other.
It's possible. Yeah. It's almost like what in the movie can you make the argument that that is not their first meeting?
Yeah.
And I guess you can. So.
So it's, all right. And people are saying that they're trying to use it to set up.
I like that idea.
Obi-Wan movie.
So you think it's Ewan McGregor? Or you think it's.
Yeah, they say it's Ewan McGregor because of the fact that Ewan McGregor has been very vocal about wanting to be Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
And he has the beard. He looks just like and he's been, he posted a picture of him like working
well,
out again.
He's pretty
or
good at like lying then. Well, most actors are. But like, they asked him about the Obi-Wan movie. And
he's
I don't know anything about it.
He's like, I know what you know.
But I guess the actors are good liars.
Yeah.
So that's.
In the fact that he's been sporting that beard lately.
I do like.
He looks like Obi-Wan.
I do like that idea. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I like that rumor. I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah.
But I do like it.
From Nerdist News.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't hear that one. Nice.
That's all I have for you.
That was pretty exciting. It's like, I haven't heard anything. All I hear is bad stuff about the Han Solo movie.
Oh, they are expecting it to bomb.
Yeah. It's not going to be, yeah.
And I guess they're still doing reshoots on this movie.
It's so crazy. Just push it back. Push it to
December.
Like, put it back to Star Wars. Like, that's the new Star Wars time.
No.
You still want it your May.
I want May. The Force.
I don't know. I think they put this movie back. it's
they
it's
said they're really ready for it to bomb.
Yeah. And I think they should just reshoot the whole movie, like with a different actor as Han Solo, because that seems to be the problem.
Seems to be the problem, yeah.
Which I'm like, how do you guys screw that up?
Yeah.
That's like the craziest thing they went through. It was like a crazy audition process, and then he can't act. I want to watch the behind the scenes of this movie.
Oh, and then I saw another theory that Han Solo won't be wearing like the vest and stuff because that's the outfit that comes with the Millennium Falcon, which is why we saw Lando wearing it. Because like Lando didn't have clothes and then he goes in the Millennium Falcon and he wears that vest outfit.
Yeah.
And they're saying, what if that was his outfit originally?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And Han Solo took it after he won the Millennium Falcon.
I do like that idea. See, all the ideas of the Han Solo movie sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
It's just why it's so weird that the execution might not be good. Because I'm like, but everything you say sounds good. Him meeting Chewbacca, that sounds cool.
That sounds great.
Dice game or whatever for the Millennium Falcon, that sounds cool.
Yeah. But brand new Millennium Falcon.
Woody Harrelson is cool, so he sounds cool.
Yeah, I forgot he was in this movie.
Yeah.
Amelia Clark.
Yeah. I like the cast, so, but who knows?
Donald Glover.
I'm going to try to set my expectations low, even though the trailer will probably look awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to set them low, because maybe it'll surprise me.
Maybe it will.
It's hard to do for a Star Wars movie to set my expectations low, but we'll see.
Maybe that's why I couldn't sleep. Remember that song?
Yeah, from Space Jam. Yeah. Oh, that was a funny sequence in that movie.
Yeah.
Where they're like trying to figure out what's wrong with them. Like, it was like that. That's like not even related to the plot, really. Like they have their own, they took their talents from them, but it's like a funny.
But moment. They don't know why they lost their talent.
It's I know.
Like some freak accident. So they're like, is it like the yips? Is it?
I know. It's just.
Be funny. Gone, wannabe.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, so great.
Come back tomorrow for the leftovers. We're going to talk about a sequel. A sequel, a sequel, a sequel, an original movie, ooh. Biopic kind of, a biopic, a remake, and a remake. So there's that. Come back tomorrow. That, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.